Most Popular Articles of 2018. Thank you, dear readers, you made this year amazing. The blog has been visited 54000 plus times, which is almost triple that of 2017. Here top 5 most popular articles on Risk Academy blog this year. 5. What competencies should risk managers outside of banks and insurance companies really have? A while back I saw some discussions about competencies that risk managers should have. Some people talked about empathy and emotional intellect, others about strong communication skills and networking. And I thought to myself, what a load of rubbish. Don't get me wrong, they are of course important and useful, but there is more to the profession. Risk management is much more science than art. It's only the people who ignore the science that go for the softer side usually. As a result, I have tried to list 4 key competencies risk managers in non-financial companies should develop to successfully support the decision makers and risk takers and hence add value to their organizations. 4. The whole concept of risk appetite is total nonsense. The concept of risk appetite has been around for years, yet so many risk practitioners still find themselves confused and unsure how to quantify, formalize and document it. Well, the short answer is you don't need to. There is a better way. 3. The most amazing risk management interview ever. During my recent trip to Australia, I had an amazing opportunity to sit down with Grant Purdy to talk about where risk management started in Australia, the origins of the S/NZS 4360 and the ISO 31000 and why modern-day risk management, as perceived by majority risk managers in non-financial companies, is an embarrassment to the profession. 2. RM1 versus RM2, which side will you choose? For a long time, I naively thought that by doing good risk management all the key stakeholders would be satisfied, but the reality is, different stakeholders want completely different things. There is risk management 1, risk management for external stakeholders, board, auditors, regulators, government, credit rating agencies, insurance companies and banks, and risk management 2, risk management for the decision makers inside the company. In this article, I would argue RM1 and RM2 are totally different. And the most popular blog post in 2018 was 1. 12 Best Risk Management Books. Collection of my personal favorite risk management books that teach us how to do RM2 and stop wasting time on rubbish many consultants and some risk management associations promote. Enjoy, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I have many more in store for you in 2019. Make sure you subscribe to the Risk Academy blog and join our YouTube channel, goo.gl.